Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunset.
Ready to settle in with me for another episode of Sunset. 60 minutes of eclectic electronic music, starting off deep and down tempo on the beach, and then we're taking you inside onto the dance floor for the second half. Now, if you're busy at work or studies, stressed at home, bored, or fed up with all the politics in the news, this is your chance to stick some headphones on, find a little sanctuary with me at Sunsets. Now, actually, a quite little... more of a chills thing this week. I'm having a few days off, so the show was a little bit retrospective because I didn't get the chance to have any of the new promos that came through this week. So it's mainly older stuff, so it's less talk and more music. I hope you're going to enjoy it. We've got some stuff from Kolsch, 16-bit Lolitas, Robin, Faithless, and a load more. And a soundtrack selection taken from a recent anime series and chosen one of our Sunsets family in Canada. But we're going to start off with the fantastic English producer, musician John Hopkins, who he started his career playing keyboards for Imogen Heap and has gone to work with people like Brian Eno. This is from a 2015 mix compilation that he made for the Late Night Tales series, and he recorded a cover version of a tune by American experimental rocker Yeesayer, and it's called I Remember.
Thank you. Sunsets. Sunsets. Sunsets.
Talking to Brian, you know, that was him just there. And probably one of the most interesting and talented British music makers we've got over the last 50 years. That was a tune called An Ending, and you probably recognised it as, to be perfectly honest, it could have been the soundtrack selection. It's been used in loads of TV shows, adverts and films over the years. Probably most famously by Danny Boyle in his zombie movie 28 Days Later. And you also heard a 1986 tune by former Genesis member Peter Gabriel, Mercy Street. Whenever I listen to Mercy Street, I find it a very, very moving piece of music. I think it's pretty, I don't know, everything about that track is absolutely moving. Right, now talking of TV shows, adverts and movies, it's time to go to the soundtrack selection. Every week on Sunsets, we open up the voicemail line for people to leave a message and suggest a piece of music from a film, TV advert or computer game. And the number, if you'd like to have a crack at this, guys, is +44 800 7765 112. Lots of new messages come in this week, so if you left one, we'll try and get over it, round to it the next month or so. We picked out David from over in Canada, who gave a suggestion, so please take it away, David.
Hey Nick, it's David from Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. I'm a long time fan of yours and listener to Sunsets. Thanks again for all the great tracks over the years. I'm always looking forward to hearing the next episode, Sunsets, each week. I recently came across this song while watching a new anime called Clevitas. The song is played during the credits at the end of each episode. The song is Destiny by Ellie Goulding. While the track isn't very long, running only about a minute and a half, it always keeps me playing the show to the end of the credits to hear it all. I wish the song was longer. It sounds like the start of something great. I'd like to give a shout-out to my daughter, Arya, who likes watching anime with me each week. Thanks, Nick. I hope everyone at Sunsets likes this track. Cheers.
This is Chicane.
Low from back in 2015. That was the wonderful Cassiopeia from Kolsch, a Danish electronic artist who's worked with the likes of Coldplay and then Grandma Sasha, and used to go under his original name of Rune. And he made big health anthems like Calabria back in the early 2000s. Before that was Windbreaks from Me and our soundtrack selection chosen by David over in Canada. He picked out a very short but sweet piece of music by Ellie Goulding, which has been used as the end theme for a recent Japanese anime series called Clevertas. And he's been watching that with his daughter, Aria. So thank you for that, David. If you'd like to have a go at picking out your own soundtrack selection, we've had a few messages on the answer phone. But we're always looking for new ones, so if you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode of Sunsets, just give me a call on +44 800 7765 112. Doesn't matter if you cock it up, I am the past master of that. You just get a chance to do it again, don't fret. Right, into a nearly old one of mine. Time is marching on. This is Watching Over Me.
Yeah.
Sunset Nation.
At chicanemusic.com.
/sunset/sunset. We'll be right back.
progressive house duo, 16 Beat Lolitas there with Not The Only One, which came out a decade ago, believe it or not, on the Ajuna Deep label. And before that was a more recent one of mine from last year called Watching Over Me. In terms of music news this week, the Irish government has approved plans to bring in a basic income scheme to support over 2,000 artists, creative workers and musicians. The basic income of the arts scheme was tried out a couple of years ago and will now become a permanent thing. It aims to address the financial instability faced by many working in the arts, encouraging artists and creative arts workers to apply for a weekly allowance of €325. So, do you know what? That is absolute marvellous news. Well done, the Irish government, for that. That's fantastic, because I think we talked recently about how many streams you needed to have a month to draw level with the basic salary, and it was appalling. So that's fantastic. And after nearly 40 years of broadcast, MTV will end its 24-hour music channels in the UK at the end of this year. Wow, that's sad. I did loads of stuff with MTV over the years. They're widely regarded as the world's first ever 24-hour music channel. MTV helps popularise music videos and music videos as a format. It was launched in 1981 and its first all-day channel in 1987. And I think it's blamed for... I think it might even be blamed for Beavis and Butthead. Don't quote me on this, I could be wrong. But it helped break the careers of many pop acts. And MTV's parent company, Paramount, are looking to cut costs ahead of a big merger, and they blamed the changing habits with YouTube and social media and the decline in viewers and revenue. Although the channel will still bring in 1.3 million viewers in July this year. So, yeah, that's really, really rubbish, actually. But listen, the one constant in life is that things will change. Back to 2008 for this next one. It's a tune I played a few times before. It isn't the sort of thing we normally hear on Sunsets, but loved it. Swedish singer-songwriter Robin, remixed by the genius that is British DJ and producer Seamus Haji, and it's called Who's That Girl?
Good girls are pretty, like all the time. I'm just pretty some of the time.
Yeah.
today. If you missed any of the tracks or artist names on this week's show, you can always get a full track list from Sunset's podcast pages on Apple Podcasts or whatever your podcast app may be. Through Mixcloud, you can listen again whenever you like. If you want to stay in touch with the socials, I am Nick Chicane on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Chicane Music on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining me, people. I should be back same time, same place next week for more eclectic electronic music. I'm going to leave you something from the always incredible Faithless. At the end of a night in a club, a lot of people play Insomnia by Faithless. I tend to play this one, and it's this is Not Going Home. It's the Eric Prydz remix of it, and we miss you, Maxi Jazz. We really do.
Relax me in your black dress. You never look less than sexy.